on the Brian Windhorst article last week, I'm curious your read on what he wrote about the Clippers courting, almost like a college recruit, both Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard. You know the Clippers have always been the little brother, and outside of that year or two window with Kobe retiring or not being very good or being very injured with Blake and Chris Paul, the Clippers have never really been able to run that town. How in can Steve Ballmer get with Jerry West helping him, which I think is big? How big can they get if Kawhi and Kevin Durant can be enticed to become Clippers?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, that goes without saying. They're going to be great. And I think the biggest thing the Clippers have going for them right now is LeBron being the repellent. LeBron, the Lakers are LeBron. LeBron are the Lakers. So if you're a guy like Kawhi or Kevin Durant, perhaps they're of the mindset that if they intend to actually, exercise free agency and go to the Clippers, which I am not convinced is really going to happen. I mean, only time will tell. They may be of the mindset that they want their own team or they want to form their own duo. I mean, who's to know? But, whether or not they move remains to be seen if they're actually in very similar situations. Let's say, Golden State and Toronto end up in the finals. So as a player, do you still make the decision to leave a finals-level team with one of them winning a championship and now go away in free agency to the Clippers in the off chance that you get to the finals? I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense. We've seen it before. I get that. But, winning cures a lot in the minds of a lot of players.